From talk to music, from Johannesburg to Israel, from sport to business, this is 101.9 High FM.
You're listening to 101.9 High FM. I'm Benji Shulman, and this is the New Blue Review. Welcome to the show. Good to be with you on this lovely August morning. It's still a bit fresh outside, but starting to warm up, I think, ever so slightly as we inch our way back into spring and summer. We've got a great culturally related show for you today. Culture, food, all of that kind of stuff. I'm excited. It's going to be a nice, relaxed, chilled show, which is, I think, cool. We'll be talking a little bit later on in the show about the Israeli film that got invited to the Durban Film Festival, which is South Africa's biggest film festival and is very big all over the world in terms of a place where people come to check out South African theatre, I mean movies, and movies from all over the world. So they were exhibiting in Durban, and an Israeli short film made it there, which is quite an interesting phenomenon. And we're going to be speaking straight to the directors about the film, about how they made the film, about how it was received, about how you can watch it. So that is quite cool. It should be quite exciting and interesting to see what they have to say. I'm also going to be looking back on Limud for this year. It happened over the weekend, and lots of people were there. It was probably 800, 900 people, and we're talking about all sorts of things. So we'll be bringing you some of the highlights of what was going on in Limud this year. We're going to be talking about that. But just after the break, I'm very excited that we're going to be talking how peace and ice cream are coming together in Israel. We've kind of spoken about it once or twice on the show, but we actually got someone who is an expert in this area. So we take a short break and we come back. That's the first thing we're going to be speaking about, Buza Peace Ice Cream.
From talk to music, from Johannesburg to Israel, from sport to business, this is 101.9 High FM.
You're back with 101.9 Chai FM, and this is the New Blue Review. By the way, if you want to be part of the show, 34519, that is the SMS line. You can also send us a telegram. You can tweet us at Chai FM, and we'll happily take any of your engagements. Now, Zanati is going to be very excited about our next segment, because did you know that you can actually win a UN Peace Prize for making ice cream? It's a real thing. It can happen. We have on the line a guy. His name is Adam Ziv, and he is the founder of Buza Ice Cream, which is an ice cream initiative that also promotes peaceful existence between Jews and Israeli Arabs in Israel. And we have him on the line to chat to us about it. Adam, welcome to the New Brew Review. Adam, are you with us?
Hello, baby. Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we can do to fix this line there. But for the moment, could you tell us what inspired the idea to start an ice cream shop on your from a kibbutz in the north? What inspired you to start an ice cream shop?
I was in a very very long journey in the
Adam, I think what we're going to do is just try and just phone you back. The line is a little bit bad there. Let's try phone you back and see what we can do there, just so we can get a line that is properly working. Adam Ziv, he is from the kibbutz of Kibbutz Sasa, which is in the north of Israel, and this is from where he decided to launch an ice cream shop with a friend of his called Ala Swiatat, who is from a Galilee village of Toshiha. I think that's how you say it. And they've actually just been awarded this prize because they now have five stores in northern Israel and Tel Aviv. And basically the idea is that they want to use ice cream to actually help promote peace, which is a super great thing. What could be better than creating ice cream to help create peace and coexistence? We're gonna take a short break, and when we come back, we'll hopefully have Ziv back on.
The best part of your day, at the heart of your community. All the talk, all the music, all the news. Chai FM.
101.9 Chai FM, I'm Benji Shulman. This is the New Blue Review, and you were listening there to Ed Hood Banai and Derek Brooklyn Street. As I said before the break, we're talking today about ice cream and coexistence, and we're talking to the founder of Buza Ice Cream. His name is Adam Ziv, all the way from Israel. Adam, can you hear us a bit better now?
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
That's amazing. Much better. Thank you. So we start off by asking, how did you get into the ice cream business?
So I traveled in Europe just after my army service, and I thought, and I was thinking about my life and who I want to be and what I want to do. And since ice cream is the thing I like the most, I thought maybe I should do that. So,
I mean, it seems like a great way to approach things. Do you? Sorry, I mean, is there something in the background there, where you are? Oh, it was just the cop. So, when ice cream when you were growing up in Northern Israel, was it a big part of the culture that you knew that this was something you wanted to do?
Actually, the other thing that which we are doing, and the fact that it's a coexistence business, I think this is something that came from where I'm from, because the kibbutz I grew up in, Sasa, is surrounded by Arab villages, and I always was very curious about meeting those people and see how can we do things together. But ice cream is not a strong part of the culture in the Galilee.
So how did you become an ice cream connoisseur?
I did have a grandparents in Tel Aviv, and always when I used to come to their house, they gave me ice cream and took me to ice cream parlors in Tel Aviv. And also my grandparents in Sasa, in the kibbutz, who came from England, they always used to make ice cream, homemade ice cream. So always at my grandparents' houses, I used to eat ice cream, and I think it's something that came from there.
And so that's something that you thought that you could produce for other people's kids as well, not just you could be the grandparent, in other words.
Yeah, I don't know. Ice cream is something that always makes people happy. You know, sometimes I look at our customers, and people come to the shops very grumpy on Friday when they shop for all the ingredients they need for Shabbat. And suddenly you put a spoon with this soft and cold and sweet thing, and you get this grumpy face transforming to a very happy face. And I think that it's it's ice cream is our weapon to make people happy.
Certainly is a great weapon, as you say. Now, so where was your first store located? It was actually in the Galilee itself. Tell us about how that was a process, if it wasn't part of sort of the culture there.
So I came back from Europe after 1 year with the knowledge more or less of how to make ice cream. And I had this dream of finding an Arab partner in an Arab village and to open our shop in the center of an Arab village. For many reasons. First of all, as I told you, I was thinking a lot about the way how we can use business in order to make a bridge between communities and cultures. And also I thought that it's a good business opportunity, because it's the Arab villages didn't have good and artisanal ice cream parlors. So I thought we could be like the pioneers of artisanal ice cream in those villages in the Western Galilee and the Upper Galilee. And actually, also the Jewish towns and settlements didn't have them as well, like a proper artisanal ice cream. So I thought it's a good business opportunity to open in the Western Galilee, and also it's an interesting thing to do together with an Arab partner. So our first shop was opened at 2012 in the center of a Etar Shicha, together with Alaa Sweetat, a Muslim guy more or less at my age, who already owned a small restaurant in his village, and he became the partner in Buza.
So starting a new business in any country is difficult. In Israel, it can also be. There's lots of bureaucracy. But you were almost starting at a at a new level, right? You've got a partner. You're starting with a population that maybe doesn't really know the product. I don't know how much capital you had. Was it difficult to start a business from scratch like that in such condition?
I think it's still difficult to make food industry, small food and artisanal boutique industry in Israel. First of all, the other partner in Buza is my kibbutz, Kibbutz Sasa, and so we got the whole community pushing and helping to make this business good, and we use a lot of knowledge and people that helps us from the community, also from the community, from Alaa's community in Tel Shicha. And I don't know, it's when I learned how to make ice cream in the Canary Islands, so one of the people there told me, if you do something and it's not difficult, it's not worth doing. And it stayed with me until today. So I think about this phrase every day.
Well, that's I suppose a good or bad thing, depending on how you look at it. And what about the marketing side? So setting up the business, it's interesting to hear that sort of the communities helped to set it up. But how do you market something in a place where people have never really, maybe not tasted it, but are not familiar with it, where it's also competing with a lot of other sweet things? I mean, Arab food in particular has a very many good sweet delicacies. Think labneh and some of the sweet things. So it's almost like you've also got a lot of competition.
Yes, but Arabs and Jews, people in Israel, eat a lot of ice cream, and it's not something new. It's just something that you had to, get into your car and drive for half an hour, and now you can get it just near your house. So it's not a product that people didn't know. It's just product which they had to drive a long way to get. So now they could get it just near the house, and that was a good advantage. And I think also Buza got the best PR ever, because it's a Jewish and Arabic business. The newspapers loved it, and still they love it, and the TV loved it, and everybody loved it. The option to talk about coexistence and people making businesses together, and ice cream, it's very optimistic story. So we got a lot of positive PR since day one, and we got a lot of tourists who came to the Western Galilee for holidays or for a weekend, and they came to see this wonder of Jews and Arabs working together. So we did have a strong base of customers since day one.
Now, what about from a halal kashrut perspective? I mean, is that something that you sort of worry about in making ice cream? I don't know if there's particular things that would affect that, but is that a consideration, considering you're also trying to be cross-religious?
Yes, we're trying. Our product, our strongest day of work is in our palas is Saturday, so we have to open on Shabbat. So the shops are not kosher, but the product is 100% kosher and does have a kosher certification. So if people want to buy from the factory and then to get a kosher product, they can. I don't really know how the halal system works. But we, of course, we don't make a pig's ice cream or something like that. So I think it's everybody can eat our ice cream. It's also very friendly for vegan people. We do have a lot of vegan flavors and gluten free and all those things.
The flavors also sort of interested me, because one of the things about artisanal ice cream is that you don't just stick to vanilla or chocolate or whatever. And I guess being in Israel and being in northern Israel, you actually have the opportunity to bring some really unusual flavors into the ice cream making process.
Yeah, we're making new flavors all the time, very inspired by the local kitchen and very inspired by the local agriculture, and it develops all the time, and it's crazy. It's like this is what we're doing it for.
Now, like,
it's very, very creative.
Have you ever had an ice cream flavor that just didn't work?
Wow, sure. In order to make a good flavor, you have to make 20 bad flavors. We're making bad flavors all the time in our lab, and it takes a lot of time to come up with a good flavor. And you know, now I have this amazing plums, and I really want to make ice cream out of them, but I did try cream and plums and didn't work, and then I tried it with some wine, and then without wine, and then as a sorbet, and then with sour cream, and I'm still thinking about what to do, but I will have to make loads of experiments in small portion in order to get the best recipe and to use this great raw material.
Yeah, that sounds like quite a fun process, even if you are getting it wrong most of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, are people ever cynical about the thing? Do people ever come to the shop and say, well, you know, just because Jews and Arabs are eating ice cream, it doesn't really make a difference?
I don't know. I'm so numb to cynical people, so if they are, I can't notice it, because I think it's not because I'm that innocent. I know all the challenges of working together, and I face them every day, all the challenges. And Israel is becoming a very difficult country for people to come together. So it's not from an innocent point of view. It's just, I think that being cynical is not helping at all in creating a better environment and better world to live in. So
what I'd like to suggest is maybe you just need to do an ice cream day at the Knesset, so that all of the members of the Knesset to make the ice cream together.
Yeah, we did have President Ruby Rivlin coming to visit us in Tel Shicha a few months ago, and he was very, very excited and had a lot of ice cream, and that was a wonderful visit. And I wrote the other day a post on my Instagram about the our feeling of doing something so different from the mainstream, and then get this stamp of the head of the country coming to visit us and saying.
Sorry, yeah? you just faded out there for a second. You were saying that you got the stamp from Rivlin.
Yeah, so we got the stamp from the president, and if we got this stamp, I think all the cynical people can
sit down.
Yeah, sit down.
and I know also as part of what you do, you focus a lot on the youth in terms of ice cream. So tell us a little bit about the fact that if you're wearing a school uniform, then there's a discount. Or how does that work with helping to integrate the youth together?
So we are trying to do... Our dream is to make people eat together ice cream. And we are trying to design the shops like... to force people to sit next to each other, and we of course we give discount for children with uniforms, and we also have a very big customer I don't know how you call it, customer club or...
Yeah, okay. Like a club of supporters, friends.
Yeah, and they get discounts. And we also, this weekend, we invite all our customers in the Western Galilee to come to a party in Tarshiha, in our first shop, to show that Jews and Arabs can party together and have fun together. And it's in the background of all the new laws that the Knesset did. So we want to show that we can party together. And we are trying to, to be a place where youth want to come and have fun together.
And what about, you know, you've got the customer side of things, but equally, I think, in a business and one that a model that you're trying to create is with the employees as well, because people are having to work together, not just yourself and Allah, but I guess the people are making the ice cream. Do you have to put a special emphasis on the employees that they also learn how to work together in that framework?
Of course, but like every other thing in that you're trying to take people after you, I think the self example that we give as the entrepreneurs, and all our employees are Jews and Arabs, and they work next to each other, and they see it's possible from like an everyday, simple everyday life. They get the example that it's so easy, and it's so, you know, it's there. It's so easy to do it. You just need to do it. You can work each other next to each other and come across very hard challenges, and I think that's the best example, and that's the best education.
Now, your business has won an award from the UN for doing this sort of work. What was that like, and what is the award for?
So there was a prize named Aim to Flourish, and it was given to businesses that do something according to the UN 17 sustainability targets that the UN has. So goal 16 was peace and justice, and they were looking for a business that is doing good business but also making peace and justice a bit closer. So we got prize for that, and it was amazing to get this recognition, and that people see that it's important.
Now, we've got actually an SMS on the line here, which I'm going to use to lead into a question, because they're asking, where is the best ice cream parlor in Tel Aviv? Actually, apparently this listener, Gimple's name's Gimple, used to work at the London ice cream shop at Gordon Beach in Tel Aviv. So you've got a fellow ice cream connoisseur there. But actually, the best ice cream shop might be yours, because you actually have expanded, I understand, from just the first shop in the Northern Galilee.
Yes. So we have two shops in Tel Aviv, one in the center of Tel Aviv in Hashmonaim Street, and one in the what is called the Elephant Junction. It's the north Tel Aviv. We're doing also ice cream. We're making also ice cream in Tel Aviv, and we are producing ice cream for many restaurants in Tel Aviv as well, and for the best chefs, and we're trying to be everywhere.
Well, it certainly sounds interesting. If people are interested in the ice cream, are they coming to Israel, they want to order, how can they get hold of you guys, Adam?
What do you mean? Like, they can come to our shops and get ice cream.
And do you have a presence on the internet and social media so people can see it?
We have our Instagram page. We answer all the messages. It's Buza Insta, and also we have the official page on Facebook, Buza Ice Cream.
Is it B-U-Z-A? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what does Buza mean?
It's ice cream in Arabic.
Ice cream. Okay, so you could actually, but it's a spelt specific way. So you get the right brand.
Yeah.
BUZA. Well, Adam, thank you so much for being on the New Blue Review with us. Enjoy the ice cream. It's still summer, so it's no doubt high season, and you have work to do there. And keep on making people happy and working together.
Thank you very much for calling, and please come and visit. And I hope we'll see you and your listeners one day in our shops.
Fantastic. That's Adam Ziv. He is a part of Boozer Ice Cream. There we go. You can eat, not get too fat, and do a good thing all at once. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll speak a little bit about Limud this year.